No, I'm having so much fun. I just wish he didn't invite his girlfriend as well. I know. It's his party at his house. I guess I should be shocked he invited me in the first place. No, I don't hate him. That's a really strong word. I just find him irritating sometimes. I don't know. Everything he does just gets on my nerves, and it's not like I'm the only one. He gets annoyed by me too for no reason. So think of it as like me giving back the same energy. Yeah, I'm a horrible person, right? Anyways, I need to use the bathroom. Can you hold my drink? Yeah, sure. I'll meet you by the pool. What are you doing here, you pervert? Are you hiding in the bathtub so you can watch strangers pee like a sicko? Alright, well, I don't care if you want to be alone. I need to pee, so get out. Go be all sad and depressing with your girlfriend. Whoa. Why are you tearing up? Sorry if I hurt your feelings, but I just need to pee. Okay, first of all, never raise your voice at me again. And second, we may not be fond of each other, but after being in the same friend group for so long, I don't want any drama, okay? So, what's going on? Cheated on you? I'm gonna be honest, dude, I'm not surprised. What? Have you ever noticed the way she looks at Henry when we're all hanging out? Yikes, I mean, you getting cheated on was a long time coming. Wait, fuck, I worded that wrong. I meant you getting cheated on by her was a long time coming. God, please stop crying here. I have some tissues. That's just marinara sauce. I spilled some on my. Dirty tissues are all I have, okay? What do you want me to do? Oh, right, toilet paper. Here. How did you find out anyway? You just caught her? In your room? That's so messed up. Who was she with? Come on, a girl can't be curious. Wait, Henry's brother. That's Henry's brother. That's crazy. I guess she realized she couldn't have Henry and went after his brother instead. I mean, I get it. Henry's brother is pretty hot. Sorry, fuck. I keep saying the wrong thing. I know, I can just leave if you want. Are you sure? All right, well, scooch over. This bathtub looks big enough for the both of us. Look, I get it, okay? I've been cheated on before, and I broke up with him as soon as I found out, but I. What? I know this isn't about me. What's your point? I'm not making this about me. What? So am I just supposed to sit here and watch you cry? You're right. No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm saying you're right. Probably for the first time in your life. Don't look so shocked. I just don't want to be in this weird frenemy situation with you anymore, okay? And I'm sorry. No, you're not losing your mind. I really am apologizing to you for making your heartbreak about me. And I'm sorry you're heartbroken in the first place. I hope you know that it wasn't your fault. This is all on your girlfriend's issues, problems, and personality defects. Ex-girlfriend, right. Does she know that you know? Or did you just quietly walk out of the room like they do in the movies? Oh, good. So if she has any shame, she would be long gone. If you need any help with getting her stuff out, or even just cleaning up after the party ends, I'm right here for you. Or even if you need to vent about anything, although I know I'd probably be the last person you'd tell all your deepest, darkest secrets to. Okay, pause. I'm sorry she cheated on you, but there is no way I'm going anywhere near your bed after knowing what she and Henry's brother were just doing in there. Of course it's a no. I'm not helping you throw away the sheets. That's disgusting. Imagine if some of their bodily fluids got on my hand or something. Ugh. What do you mean? Why am I being nice to you? I've always been such a joy to be around. What did I say earlier? You mean like before I walked in with... Okay, well, it's true. You find me irritating and I find you irritating, but like... Like I said, I don't want to be in this weird frenemies situation anymore. At least for the sake of our friend group. Like, everyone looks so uncomfortable whenever we fight. And I just don't want to do that anymore. Do you hate me? Okay. I don't hate you either. In fact, No, what were you gonna say? Go ahead. Me? No, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I need to get back anyway. Cindy's waiting for me. Hey, I'm not behaving weird. Okay, the reason I act the way I do around you is because... Fuck, I really gotta go, okay? Just know that I'm not proud of the way I treated you before all this. We've both been terrible to each other at times, but if I could go back in time and take it back, I would, and I would tell you that I like you. What? Why are you laughing? I'm serious. See, this is why I never told you, because I knew you'd be an asshole about it. What the fuck was that for? No, you don't. You don't like me back. You're lying because you feel bad for me for laughing at me. Okay, if you like me, why did you have a girlfriend like 2 hours ago? Okay, yeah. I get that. I am scared of being alone too. I am scared of rejection too. Me? I don't know. I guess I always sort of liked you. Which is why I could never actually hate you. Like, whenever we hung out with our friends, it always bothered me when you didn't pay attention to me. So I would do stupid stuff to piss you off and have your attention. And we were at that point where it would be too awkward to suddenly start being civil with each other. So I guess I just never tried being nice to you after that. I know, it's stupid, okay? But I was like, whatever. So, you do like me. I'm not like a rebound or anything. I don't know. I just like hearing you say it. It sounds so weird, but in a good way, you know? I've waited forever for this moment, and now that it's here, I don't know how to act. But hey, if you're lying just to get back at me, then that's really messed up, and I will kick your ass if... Okay. I like you too. God. You're making me giggle. Like a teenage girl. Having her first crush. You're stupid. Fuck. This is not how I imagined my night would go. Hey, how about we go back to my place? You can sleep over, because I know you're not going back to that nasty ass bed. Yep, only a sleepover. No funny business. Like, I'm totally not going to rip that shirt off of you as soon as we get there. Or we could just stay here and make out until our lips are swollen. Fuck. You're so hot. Yeah. I'm cool with staying here. I've never been a patient person anyway. You really do like me, right? You're not gonna like run off and make fun of me after we're done? Fuck. Okay. I believe you. And I like you too. Forgive me for having trust issues. Don't kiss me some more. I've been fantasizing about this for so long. You have no idea. Well, we weren't in a bathtub in my fantasies, but I'll take what I can get. You want me to tell you what I dream about? The two of us start making out. Then I push you onto your back. Like this. And then I get on top of you. Straddle you nice and good. I've always wanted to top you. And now I finally get my chance. I'm gonna dry hump you while I stick my tongue down your throat. Now come here. Yeah, you feel me working my hips, grinding up and down on you. You already have a boner. I can feel it in your pants. I'll grind my pussy all over it. Make your pants real fucking tight. Now you're mine for me. That's so cute. You like getting dominated, don't you? Just wait till I pull your cock out of your pants and sit on it. I bet I can make you scream. Don't worry. The music outside is so loud that no one can hear you. Not yet, though. I'm not done humping you yet. I just hope I'm not too much for you. Is everything all right? Wait, there's a stain on your pants. Did you just shoot your load? Let me see. Holy shit. You came super hard. I think you're gonna need new underwear. What? No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just surprised, is all. There's nothing to be ashamed about. I made you come in your pants just by dry humping you. I think that's pretty hot. Also, like, super validating to know that you like my body that much. And I'm still clothed. And that you're not lying when you say you like me. Yes, I believe you now. So can we fuck now? I really want to ride your cock. Sweet. Then let me push my skirt up. And pull my panties to the side. So I can hop on this dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, don't worry about pulling out either. I'm on the pill, so you're not going anywhere until you cream by me. Oh yeah. I'm gonna get your cum. All of it. I'm gonna bounce on you till I empty your balls. Grab my ass, baby. Oh, fuck. Hold me steady while I ride the fuck out of you. Oh, that's it. You're doing great. Don't come here. Let me kiss you. While I bounce on you some more. Position, did you? At a party, fucking in a bathtub. Shoulder, by my shoulder, as hard as you want, I don't care. Fuck yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me. I'm gonna come. Hey, look at me. Make sure you fill me up, okay? Please, I need it. I need you. Fuck. I need you to fill me up. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come too. Yeah, I'm gonna come on your fucking cock. Fuck. Yes, let's come together. Come on. Come with me. Fucking come inside me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, you're gripping my ass so tight. No. I like it. I want to have as many marks on me as possible. Oh, God. That was amazing. You're the best. Is it too early to say that I love you? I know you just like broke up with your girlfriend or whatever, but like fuck it. I don't care. I fucking love you. I'm fucking crazy about you. Always have been. And always will be. I mean, obviously, you don't have to say it back right now or anything. Maybe, like, wait for, like, a more romantic moment when I'm not, like,
filled with your cum.
Okay, anyways, I want you to take me out on a date. Unless you're not ready, then I'm fine waiting for you. Yeah, I'm free tomorrow, yeah. Our friends are gonna lose their minds when they find out.